This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we get to talk to Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, you have been busy.
Yeah, I have. I'm happy to do it. I enjoy what I do. I was just working up on a follow-up article, the second in the series, on the 80% silencers just before I called in. So there's a lot of interesting things to talk about and write about out there. What would you like to start with?
Well, let's start with the 80% silencers. I guess there's 80% suppressor.
Maxim called them silencers, and that's sure. Legally their term, so that's why I use that term. But yes, they are.
Tell me about this. What is this about?
Well, there are a lot of items that are available commercially that have machined shapes that are fairly easy to turn into suppressors or silencers.
Right.
And they've proliferated. They're available all over the Internet if you start looking for them. There are well-known manufacturers in the United States who make what they call solvent traps, and then many other things are called military pill containers or fuel filters, and there are many different ways that you can use existing shapes to make effective silencers.
Right.
And so this is analogous, essentially, to the 80% receivers for firearms. I mean, the question is in a definition. What is a firearm? And the Congress decided, in concurrence with ATF, that just a piece of metal is not a firearm. And they said, well, where in the manufacturing process does it become a firearm? And they said, well, after that chunk of metal has been more than 80% machined, then it becomes a firearm.
Right.
So if it doesn't have... If that's less than 80% machining, it's not a firearm. Well, analogously, if you have some item that has a lot of the machining done for what would be or could be used or turned into an effective silencer, but it can't be used as a silencer because it doesn't have any hole for bullets to go through, for example.
Right.
It's not a silencer, and it isn't a silencer until somebody does the final machining to make it into a silencer. And so that's where they're analogous, you know, it's similar. That's why I call them 80%. And it's kind of funny because if you have a society which is built on limited government and personal liberty, and you have checks and balances like the First and Second and Third and Fourth and Fifth Amendments, well, particularly the Fourth, not much on the Third is used much anymore, in the Constitution, it's really hard to stop people from building something that, you know, anybody can make in their own home and then try to regulate it. So the consequence that silencers or suppressors have this draconian regulation and extreme bureaucracy associated with them in the United States, of all places, is just truly bizarre. I mean, in New Zealand, a 12-year-old girl can walk into a sporting goods shop with $40 in cash, hand it over the counter, and walk out with an effective suppressor. And there's no licensing or anything required in New Zealand, as in the United States, crimes committed with suppressors are extremely rare. There's just, it makes absolutely no sense, the ridiculous level of bureaucracy we have regulating silencers. So in the article where I talk about this, I go through the history of it. The article is actually titled 80% Firearm Silencers, How America Got Here. Well, what happened is that the silencer was invented in 1908 by Henry Maxim. And, Hiram Percy Maxim. Hiram was the son of the inventor who invented the Maxim machine gun. I thought they were the same person, but they aren't when I checked it out. So he was Hiram Maxim was a very prolific inventor himself, and he invented the silencer, and he considered firearm silencers and automobile silencers, which we now call mufflers, to be the same thing. They were just variations on a theme. And
that's true, isn't it?
Advertised. Go ahead.
That's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And in his first advertisement, which I have in the article, or one of the early ones, I'm not absolutely sure it's the first one, he says, enjoy target shooting with your Maxim silencer. And then a little below it says, for Ford cars, we make a special Maxim silencer. So, yeah, he considered them the same, and they are. They're just a muffler. It is insane that our laws have been designed to prevent most people from putting a muffler on their gun. I mean, it's absolutely insane. I consider it one of the worst public health policy decisions ever made by government, because they contributed tremendously to millions, and I mean that, millions of people suffering significant hearing loss. There is no question. I mean, I have hearing loss, and I suspect that nearly all dedicated shooters, of which there's probably 100 million firearm owners in the U.S., there's probably over 10 million dedicated shooters. And if you've shot a long time, even if you use significant hearing protection, you're going to tend to have some hearing loss. It's the most common disability that we find in the military, for example. So there's no reasonable excuse why we have these draconian regulations on firearm silencers. And the way that they got put in the law, when you research it, is really bizarre. Back in 1930, I think it was 34, when the National Firearms Act was being proposed, the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration, what they wanted to do, I mean, it's clear when you read the history of it and the congressional record on it, they wanted to license handguns. That was the big push. Make handguns registered and licensed. And the NRA, to give them credit, pushed back on it. And the FDR administration had some other things that they threw in there, you know, machine guns. And because they wanted to have this requirement to register pistols, they included sawed-off shotguns and sawed-off rifles. Because basically, what's the point of having all this registration of pistols if you can just buy a rifle and saw it off, and then you have equivalently a pistol, and you didn't have to register it? So they made sawed-off pistols and sawed-off shotguns illegal. And at the last minute, almost as an afterthought, they included silencers. And the only reason anybody can come up with that's in the record was that some congressmen speculated that, silencers might be used in, I think what he said was poaching.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. Let's talk about this Austin AK man, shall we?
Yeah, okay. What
tell
would
me
you
about,
like to know about it?
I have heard varying accounts of this incursion. My first understanding was that he fired five times into a car with an AK-47. Did he fire his AK? Did he fire his AK at all?
I don't believe he did.
Okay.
Now, the reason I say that is because the police chief gave an interview only a few hours after it happened. I think it may have been 12 or 13 hours. It was the next day. And it was very detailed. I was impressed with his command of the facts and his willingness to stick to the facts and not speculate. And according to him, the AK was not fired. But what happened is that, here, let me give you a sequence of events as best I have been able to piece it together. What happened is that they have this crowd of protesters. It appears there were about 100. It wasn't clear from the pictures. And they were marching / walking in the street, which ordinarily is illegal. But in Texas, there is a provision that if they're doing this as some kind of protest or free speech action, which is understandable, if the police do not order them to disperse or to get off the road or whatever, it's not illegal. So the police were following them, and they were on this large, relatively major road. I think it was called Commerce Boulevard. They were basically blocking the road. Well, a car comes around a corner, and he sees all these people blocking the road, and he honks at them and stops. And the protesters swarm the car and start pounding on it with their hands. And the fellow who had the AK-47 is part of that group that swarms the car, and he goes up to the driver's side window with the AK, and the driver says that he pointed the AK at him, and then he shot him, shot five times. I don't know how many times he hit the fellow who was shot. We've got his name. But anyway, then the crowd scattered, as you would expect.
Yeah.
And as they scatter, another person in the crowd draws their concealed firearm, and they fire three shots at the car, which is now leaving the scene. The driver in the car calls 911, as do several other people on the scene, and the dispatcher tells the car to pull over, and the police will be there. And the police come, they go to the car, they grab the gun and seize the car as evidence, and driver of the car is interviewed. The police are fairly close to the scene where the shooting happened because they're following this crowd of agitators, protesters, whatever.
Right.
But there's an interesting wrinkle in that the police chief said that these protesters had tried a new tactic where they had several cars, citizen-owned cars, not the police, following the protesters, and they would not allow the police cars. They block the police cars from getting close to the agitators. And he said when the shooting occurred, one of those blocking cars actually prevented a police car from getting up close to where the shooting was. So other officers run up on foot, and they're able to, they give some first aid, and they're able to interview several witnesses at the scene, which give a number of different narratives that vary quite a lot.
Right.
And they also apparently take into custody the shooter who was in that group. And they take him to the police department, interview him as well. At the end of it, both shooters are released, and the police chief said that the investigation continues. The shooter who was in the car said that the guy pointed the AK-47 at him, and there is a very grainy still shot from a video. This was at 9:51 at night, so it was, even though there were lots of lights in the city, it was still somewhat dark.
Right.
And in this grainy shot, you can see it appears the stock of the AK is at the guy's shoulder. His hand is on, right hand's on the pistol grip. And the muzzle is looking like it's pointing about 8 inches to a foot below the level of the windowsill of the car. But that was before the shots were fired.
Right. This guy's name was Garrett Foster, by the way.
Yes, yes. And he doesn't sound like that bad of a guy. He's just misguided and believed a lot of things that aren't so, unfortunately. And reality has a habit of catching up with people who have false understandings of what reality is.
Yeah, and one thing is you don't point a rifle at someone you don't intend to shoot.
Well, especially, and this guy, there was an interview of him before the shooting.
Sure.
And it's on YouTube, and he's showing contempt for any people who disagree with him. Because those people that hate us, they don't have the guts, I'm paraphrasing, they don't have what it takes to confront us directly. And, well, he learned differently.
Yep.
And it wasn't somebody who necessarily hated him. Try putting yourself in this driver's situation. You come around a corner, there's a bunch of people blocking the street. You honk and you stop, and they swarm your car and start pounding on it. Then a guy comes up to the driver's door with a rifle. You know, I would be in fear of my life as well.
Think they're going to find that one to be a righteous shoot?
I think so. I find it hard to believe that a grand jury in Texas, even in Austin, which is the most liberal part of Texas,
right,
will say that this guy was not justified, or that they would have enough evidence to claim he wasn't justified, because much of this is, would a reasonable person in his position have believed that they were under a deadly threat? And I just think most people in Texas would think that was reasonable for him to believe that. Look at what we've seen. We have seen in Utah a car comes up to a bunch of people blocking the roadway.
Yep.
And one of the people blocking the roadway actually shoots at him, and another person shoots at him as he's trying to get away.
Yep.
We have a situation where...
Hang on, I want to discuss this at length.
Hauled out of the car.
I want to discuss this at length because it's a very important point. Dean has written well over 3,000 plus articles, and over 1,500 of them. You can find them very easily. You can find them at amoland.com. Go check those out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Midland, Texas on Wednesday says coronavirus vaccines are being developed in record time. The president also has a big announcement regarding energy.
My administration is announcing today that export authorizations for American liquefied natural gas can now be extended through the year 2050.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says there will still be a federal law enforcement presence in Portland.
We are not leaving Portland until we are assured that that courthouse is safe and secure. We'll continue to keep law enforcement officers in the area to make sure that that courthouse is secure at the end of the day.
Wolf telling Fox News the drawdown plan can begin if the safety plan works. You're listening to USA Radio News. In USA Radio Network financial news, the Dow was up 160 points, the S&P gained 40, and the NASDAQ added 141 points. The latest on the Fed Reserve policy meeting ended with no change in the central bank's benchmark interest rate. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the decision to keep the key rate at near 0% is because of the continuing pandemic, which he calls the biggest shock to the nation's economy in modern history.
We have held our policy rate near zero since mid-March and have stated that we will keep it there until we are confident that the economy has weathered recent events and is on track to achieve our maximum employment and price stability goals.
Powell also saying the U.S. economy is on an extraordinarily uncertain path right now because of the ongoing outbreak.
Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas tested positive for COVID-19. Gohmert was tested on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were talking about this incident just happened in Austin, Texas, but there have been some other incidents that didn't turn out this way. Have they ever caught the guy that that was in Salt Lake that was shooting at that vehicle point blank? They caught him, didn't they?
Well, I think there were two of them. And I understand that they had them both in custody, but I haven't checked up on it recently. And there have been a couple of instances. There was a, I'm trying to think, wasn't there one in Denver where one of the agitators or people in the street shot at the vehicle and may have flattened a tire, but he hit a couple of other protesters. And then there have been cases where protesters have been bystanders have been attacked in their vehicle and got out of the way. Of course, we have that case in near Seattle, or was it Portland, where a driver got onto the freeway and was driving along, and they had blocked it, and the police had agreed to allow them to block the freeway overnight, and it's like 2 in the morning. And this driver's going along, suddenly there's these cars and everything, he swerves to avoid him, and he hits two of the agitators who ran into his path at the same time and killed one of them. So this whole idea of allowing these people to block the public right-of-way is just nuts. I mean, it's led to a lot of violence and to some deaths, and it's stupid. I think that the police, or certainly the city administration in Austin, Texas, has some culpability here.
Yeah.
The law is that these people are allowed in the streets unless the police tell them to get off the street. Well, the police were right there, and they did not tell them to disperse or to get off the street. And so this unknowing motorist suddenly is confronted by a bunch of people in the street, and he can't get where he's supposed to be. And they are not in a crosswalk. They're in the middle of the street. They don't have it turns out that they may have a legal right to be there because the police didn't tell them otherwise.
Yeah.
But certainly the motorist had a right to be there.
Sure. Well, I mean, but this is the thing. when this, if they're going to do this, if they're going to make these kinds of allowances, how is a law-abiding citizen supposed to know what to do?
Exactly. That is exactly correct. I mean, in the ordinary order of things, they would have applied for a permit to have a protest. The city would, the police would have processed it. They'd say, okay, well, and in Austin, that takes, that has to be 120 days in advance.
We can't be the waiting that long. Says,
yeah, they just ignore the their own regulations here, and then they would have blocked off those streets so that vehicles wouldn't be a problem. But when you have a bunch of people who are acting outside the law, and who apparently the city government condones acting outside the law, an ordinary person has no way of understanding where the law is going to be in effect and where it's not going to be in effect.
I'm just waiting to see how many more of these occurrences happen outside of the Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, New York, L.A. area, where you're more likely to run into a gun carrier than not, you know, like in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Did you see, you know, the mayor got out there and said, there's too many people with too many guns out here. So I guess it's okay for some, for you know, an Antifa guy or a BLM guy, whatever he identified as. It's okay for him to walk up to a window and go guns up on some guy who just got off work and he just wanted to go home so he can watch Netflix. I guess that's okay. In Austin, huh?
Yeah, well, I just, it's just, the mayor
isn't there,
out, by the way.
Isn't there Police Chief Acevedo? Yeah. Isn't there Police Chief Acevedo, that anti-gun cop that used to be in Houston?
He used to be in Austin, yeah. He's in Houston now, but he came from Austin, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes, that's correct. But the current, I have to say, from my watching of his interview about the incident, I was impressed that he was very clear about what he knew and did not know, and that they were investigating, and they didn't have enough information to arrest anybody yet. And he asked for any videos and any still shots that were out there to be sent to the police.
Right. That's interesting. Kind of.
Well,
I expect this kind of thing to keep going up. But, I mean, just the other day, now, like
well,
you were
well,
talking about...
I think,
you,
well, because this is politically motivated, and it's aimed at the current administration, in my opinion.
Yeah. But, like you were talking about that guy that was shooting at the car, I read that he hit five of his compatriots. Then we had that march...
I read three, but, the number could easily expand with ricocheting bullets and such.
Sure. Then you had this incident where the... NFAC that we can't talk about why they're called the NFAC, but that militia went to Louisville and they one of their members shot three of their members accidentally.
Yeah, again by accident. You know, he didn't intend to, but apparently, what's funny about that is the so-called grand master of that organization actually put out a video where he demonstrated shooting what appears to be an AR of some kind at a full silhouette target about 30 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
And he fires, I think, about 10 shots, roughly. I mean, I just watched the video once, but it was so hilarious that I remember it. And he brings the target back, and he looks at it, and there's not a single hole on the target. And he had previously been bragging about how he knew what he was doing about guns and was very proficient. I mean,
I gotta look for that.
That shows him not only as not being particularly proficient in shooting, but rather a tremendous lack of proficiency as a politician or leader. How did he ever let that video get out? I mean, it's really silly. So I don't know. Maybe it's possible he got his sights, misaligned and shot at the target next to the one that was in his lane. I've seen that happen. But it was kind of funny anyway.
This is where he's ranked day with NFAC leader Grandmaster Jay. Is that the one?
Yeah, Grandmaster Jay was the person who did the shooting, if I recall.
Okay, I'll have to look at that.
And it's just, you know, he's this self-aggrandizing guy who makes himself out to be this great expert. And, boy, you know, how do you do that and then allow this video that shows you to be what appears to show you as being completely inept to be published on the Internet when it's being taken right there and you're in it, you know, unless it was non-scripted. I mean, it seems unlikely. But there you are. And so it didn't surprise me too much that one of his followers manages to have a negligent discharge while they're rallying and hit three of their own members. Maybe he had a shotgun and these were just birdshot. I can't say for sure.
He's hitting. It looks like he's hitting low and right.
Oh, you did see some holes on that target.
No, I mean, he's missing the target altogether and hitting the back.
Okay. Well, those might be, if it's a backing for the target, those could be holes that were there previously.
No, it says nothing on the target. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break, and we'll be right back. We're talking.
You saw the bullet impact then?
Yeah, I'm seeing the bullet impact on the impact.
Okay, yeah.
Hang on for me, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on The Firing Line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, speaking with Dean Weingarten. Let's talk about the McCluskeys, the St. Louis couple. Interesting little proposition you got there. Tell me about it.
Okay, well, this couple has been apparently been charged with misuse of a firearm, I think, and one of the things that happened was that the police seized their two firearms, one from them and then one from a lawyer that they had given the firearm to. The rifle was seized at their home, and the other firearm was surrendered by a lawyer. It was a pistol they had given to a lawyer to hold. And in the picture of the story where they were talking about the firearm, they had a pretty good close-up, so I was able to make a fairly positive ID of the make of the pistol.
Right.
Which was a Brico 38, probably a 380. I think they made a 32 variant as well. And the McCluskeys have said that the pistol was inoperative when they were defending their home, and that they had rendered it inoperative to use it as a prop in a case about liability in firearms. And it has some credibility with me because the Brico 38, well, shall we say it doesn't have a very good reputation. And there was a liability case against the company that produced the Brico 38, and they lost. And this was, it's one of the most inexpensive centerfire semi-automatic pistols out there. Now you can produce some good guns for low cost, but you can also produce some not very good guns for low cost.
Right.
And I have not had personal experience with the Brico 38. But I have people who are close to me who have and were not impressed. So it seems unlikely that multi-million dollar lawyers who own this enormous mansion in the middle of downtown St. Louis would choose as their personal defensive weapon one of the cheapest pistols with one of the worst reputations to use as their own personal defensive weapon, unless it was the only thing they had there along with the rifle.
Right.
And so the police got a hold of this gun, and they take it to the crime lab because apparently under Oklahoma law, let's see, is it Oklahoma or Missouri?
Missouri. Yeah.
Under Missouri law, there is, if the firearm is incapable of being fired, it doesn't count
as misuse of a weapon if it's not capable of being fired. Now, I didn't find that in the statutes, but it's probably in the case law. And, you know, case law is developed in each state, and it's different. So that's, and I've had a couple of different sources say that was the case, so I'm going by them instead of directly off the statute. I just want to make that clear.
Right.
So it was important for the prosecutors to show that the firearm was capable of being fired. So an assistant prosecutor apparently asked the crime lab to check it out to make sure that it was capable of being fired. And when they disassembled it, they found it was not capable of being fired because the firing pin supposedly was put in backwards. Or the spring, a spring was put in on the opposite side of where it was supposed to be. I haven't seen the pictures.
Right.
And I haven't personally taken apart a Bryco 38, so I can't tell you exactly how it was done. But the crime lab people made the determination that it could not be fired in the state they got it in. And then they either were told or they made the decision, sounds like they were told, to put it back together in the proper order so that it could be fired. And then on the indictment, supposedly it claims that the pistol was operative, and that makes it sound like they might be considered to be tampering with evidence in the prosecutor's office.
Right.
Now, what is I find particularly interesting is that somebody leaked to the defense attorney documents showing that it was inoperative when they examined it. And that included seven photographs documenting what state it was in as they disassembled it. So, in my opinion, that looks like somebody in the crime lab is saying, hey, I'm not going to take the fall for this because I want to make sure that I did my, you know, that I did my job and I reported that it wasn't operative and then I was told to put it back together. That I'm speculating. But when you have this leak from a crime lab to a defense attorney, which is not very common, it makes you wonder about the motivation. And my suspicion is that their motivation consisted of several different elements, which is often the case, one of which might be covering their own liability, and the other, which could be just simple trying to see that justice is done and people who are not railroaded who shouldn't be. So
right.
There are potential elements there of more than one.
it's corrupt to try to put it back into working order, right? It's inept to let it get out that you're trying to do that,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, yes, both those things. I would say it's corrupt because, now, of course, a prosecutor can say, well, they might have made it inoperative after the fact, but they would have to prove that. And that's not easy to prove.
Right.
I mean, the pistol was never fired when it was there, and the wife's actions make it much more reasonable, become much more reasonable, if she knew that the pistol could not be fired. In which case, she might have felt she needed to make her bluff more believable by pointing the gun directly at them and having her finger on the trigger. So, I mean, that's my take on it. Now, it's also been reported that when the police came to the residence, there was no ammunition for the rifle pit.
So they were bluffing.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. And here's the thing. Under Missouri law, once a justification defense is put forward, the prosecution has to prove that they were not in reasonable fear of their life. The McCloskeys don't have to prove they were. And that's a big difference. Where the burden of proof is placed is critical.
Right. Well, I agree with you.
Why we need very strong castle doctrine and stand your ground laws and whatever, because we see how this prosecutor, if they had a duty to retreat in Missouri, which they don't anymore, if you superficially read the law, it sounds like they do. And I went to one leftist site that was saying, well, they had a duty to retreat, therefore they're wrong. Well, but you've got to read more than just the superficial first statute you read. There are exceptions in the law that are noted in that statute. And when you go to them, it says, except, you know, if you're any place that you have a right to be, or if you're in your own home, you don't have a duty to retreat. So it, later law basically nullified the whole duty to retreat, or almost all of it, in Missouri. Yep. And a strong castle doctrine law, which I think, you look at how this prosecutor, Gardner, what's her first name? Do you remember her first name?
Sherry, perhaps? Sherry Gardner, or whatever. Anyway,
Gardner.
I tell you what, we're going to run out of... We're running out of time, and I don't want to run out of time before I tell people where to go find your stuff. You can find all the articles we've referenced today by going to ammoland.com. Go to all contributors. Look for Dean Weingarten. He's about halfway down on the left-hand side. Click that, and you'll see all of this stuff. It is a vast repository of stories to look at. I'm hoping you'll be with me Friday. Going to be?
Well, I intend to be, but, you know, events happen. So,
well, you know what? I am not sick this week, so plan on it. And thank you for joining me this week.
Very good.
Tonight.
And I hope you're feeling well.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.